Hey guys, welcome back to Self Evident. My name is Jenna, and with me today is
Kenna Rose.
Today we're doing a brief cultural affairs summary, more or less. We're going to be covering the DNC, what's going on there right now, and the time of recording, it is Monday. So it's the first day of the DNC. Not much has happened. We are just going to go overview of what we're probably going to be seeing happening. Next, we're going to be covering some bills that have come up in Illinois in the state legislature regarding public schools. So if you are going to public school this year, listen up and maybe you'll be able to make a difference or just be alert of what's coming down the pike.
It's so important because some of this stuff is pretty crazy.
Yeah, as you will find out. So, Kenna, why don't you take us away to downtown Chicago, where the DNC is happening.
So the DNC, the Democratic National Convention, is kicking off this week where they're going to officially announce their presidential nominee and just go over party platforms and kind of like the Republican National Convention last month. There's not really been a ton going on yet, but Chicago has boarded up and deployed a ton of police officers in preparation for, I think it was something like 10,000 protesters expected, right?
Right. More than, probably.
Yeah. So it's going to be pretty crazy. Already, there's been an announcement that Planned Parenthood is offering free abortions and free vasectomies at the DNC, which is just so horrible. Imagine,
I love that is like their incentive, just being right? Like, oh my goodness, we are going to give this away for free. So the AP press is reporting what you were saying earlier about protesters diverging into downtown. There's a march today is going to attract, organizers believe, up to 20,000 people. So they are really expecting giant numbers, and they're expecting people to be bussed in and flown in from all over the country to join them. And what they are protesting is the DNC's stance on Israel. These are all protesters that believe that Palestine should be a country and Israel should be eradicated from off the face of the earth. So that's what they're protesting.
And they're more on Hamas side, unfortunately, a lot of them.
They believe that the terrorists are fully in the right on this.
And right.
It's just mind-blowing. Ken and I, we started recording, we're talking about the attack that happened in Great Britain where the three women were just brutally murdered.
It was actually three, I think they were preschoolers. It was three little girls. And yeah, a Muslim man ran in and stabbed the three of them and ran out, and a lot of protests started. But some guy in Britain was arrested for tweeting about how upset he was about this and sentenced to 3 years in prison.
Unfathomably cruel and sad and heartbreaking. And this is what these protesters are unwittingly promoting, because I have no words. I'm just left speechless by this.
The DNC is going to be interesting, especially considering that Kamala Harris hasn't really announced any policy positions. And so,
other than the fact that she's going to be tough on the border and she's going to be just this knight in shining armor. And we're like, ma'am, you are the border czar right now. That was literally the position given to you. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with now?
Right. Well, it'll be interesting, because the other important thing to remember then is that the media is going to be going full force for her and making her appear like she's done a good job, like a lot of the things she's said she's going to do, she's done. They're going to make it look like she's pretty awesome, and they're going to gloss over the things that haven't happened. They're going to gloss over inflation. They're going to gloss over all of this stuff. And so, yeah, reporting on the DNC will be interesting with the protesters, because Chicago's going to have a tough time this week. The one thing that really stuck out to me when I was looking at reporting of this was the reporting on the free abortions and free vasectomies, because that is just heartbreaking to me. It's horrible. It's, you know, the Democrat Party claims to be the party of love and tolerance and compassion. They have zero love for children. Just none. Because the entire message of their platform is that children are an obstacle and a hindrance to you and your dreams and what you want.
And I love that they've taken it a step further where like, oh no, not only for women, we're just going to actually make sure that men cannot procreate as well. We're just going to do free vasectomies. You're welcome.
It's so heartbreaking, because not only is our children precious and a gift from the Lord. They're the future of the country. And children are a blessing. They bring so much to someone's life. They bring so much to
society. Like, you have no idea how many potential doctors, surgeons, discoverers, like everything under the sun that we have not given the chance to fully develop because of abortion. Over millions and millions of children have been just snuffed out because of this horrible practice. And
is even more heartbreaking. And I just saw a news article from Not the Bee that says appointments have already filled up for free abortions and vasectomies. And it's just, I mean, I know our nation is so past being a Christian nation and is really going in such a downward spiral, but it's still just so unfathomable to me that this is a thing that a lot of people idolize.
Yeah, I agree. It reminds me of last year. I remember Olivia Rodrigo was going on tour and she was promoting at her venues, like she was passing out free birth control, and Planned Parenthood had a free table wherever she went. This has become celebrated and normalized and in everyday like spheres. And now, like, when you go to a special concert where you're just excited to see the person that you really love their music, and you go to a conference to hear about the platforms that your party is standing for, oh, and by the way, yeah, you can just kill your offspring here while you're at it as well, and we'll do it for free.
It's a really good reminder that worldview saturates everything, and when there's not a Christian worldview, the consequences are going to be violent, and they're going to be disturbing, and they're going to be selfish.
Yeah. And not only that, but I wanted to jump back to what you were saying, that like Kamala Harris is supposed to be releasing her platform policies. And Robert Knight wrote an article that was actually published on August 19th, which is today, the day we're recording, for Illinois Family Action. And what he was writing, complete indiscrepancies that Kamala Harris is putting out there, because she's campaigning and she's saying all of these things like, I will fix our border, I will be tough on crime. And Robert Knight points out in the article that he wrote for IFA, Ms. Harris actually started a bail fund for rioters during the 2020 George Floyd summer of burning down cities. She openly expressed approval of the defund the police movement. And now she's turning around and being like, oh no, absolutely, I will make sure that our cities are safe. I will. Why can't you do that now? You're still vice president. You still are in a huge position of leadership. There's just huge indiscrepancies with what she is promoting that she will do and what she has done. And her track record.
That's why it's so important when you're voting to look not just at what someone's saying, but at their track record and what they voted for and who they voted for and what they've done in their positions of leadership that they've been given. Because if what they say doesn't match their track record, chances are they're not going to do what they're saying. Because in politics, people say an awful lot of things and they pretty much never
ever follow what through.
They're going to say. Yeah, they That's never right. follow through.
And to help you with that, actually, Illinois Family Institute has a voter's guide that they put out every election cycle.
It's really good.
Yes, and you can call into the office. I'll put that in the description of this podcast. Or you can email the office. You can get free voters' guides, as many as you want. We print thousands of them every single election year. And it's for you. You can bring this into the voting booth and consult it. Completely unbiased. We do not say, oh, you need to vote for this person. We just research the candidates and we put what their track records have been into this pamphlet. And we just give it to you. And that way you can be fully informed.
You send questionnaires to the candidates too, right? Asking,
okay, right.
Where do you stand on these issues? And so it's nonpartisan questions, answers that the politicians have given on where they stand on these issues, names filled out. It's really beneficial. I know that I use it every year.
And with that, I think that kind of wraps up what we were talking about with the DNC. Be mindful and be watchful of what's coming out of there. There's going to be a lot, and probably steer clear of Chicago during this time too.
Chicago's just because going to be a mess.
On to the next topic, which is...
Oh, really fast, can I say one more thing about the DNC?
Absolutely, go for it.
And I was going to say, we haven't even touched Kamala Harris's vice presidential pick, but...
Oh, yeah. Do you want to give us a brief rundown of that? I know you did a reel for that for social media on that, too.
Well, he's really pro-abortion. He passed a law in the state where he's governor that's pretty
Minnesota.
Minnesota. That's pretty much abortion all the way up till birth, and then also past it slightly. I know when he was first picked, there was, I think it was written by Charlie Kirk on Instagram, where he was talking about how there is a law that required you to report infants born alive after abortion. They know that there were a certain amount of babies born alive that died afterwards because they didn't receive care, because it had to be reported. And Tim Walz struck down the reporting part, so you no longer have to say if babies were born alive during an abortion, and it makes it incredibly easy for nurses or doctors to just not deal with having to take care of the child, give them the care they need, and just kill the child. And it's absolutely heartbreaking.
Yeah, go for it, because that's necessary.
Oh yeah, the other thing he did is he signed a law that would remove children from their parents if their parents didn't want their minor children to transition. So if their parents didn't want their children to get healthy body parts cut off or to take castrating hormones or any of those things, the state could remove the child from their parents. So he's very radical. But the thing is, the media is presenting him like America's dad.
Yeah. And like, so, oh, this is every American father.
The way they're presenting him is, oh, look, he goes to baseball games with his family. Oh, look, he goes to church on Sundays. It's a very radical leftist church. That's the way the media presents him. And so that's just another good reminder to remember that a lot of what the media is reporting nowadays isn't journalism. It's they're presenting a facade or a mask or a way they want you to view what's going on. They're not necessarily presenting the news. And that's really important to remember, because there's so many ways to get news nowadays.
That actually reminds me when in the article that I had referenced earlier that was written by Robert Knight for IFA, he quotes the DNC website, which says that more than 15,000 members of the media will be in Chicago to cover the convention.
That's a lot.
Mr. Knight says afterwards is, well, they're supposed to be there to cover it, not act as delegates, but it's going to work out the same way. It's sadly so true. They are the ones presenting the narrative, and so they're going to make this beautiful story up that you're going to want to believe. And if you're not going to be digging into it, you're going to be like, oh yes, Tim Walz couldn't be my uncle. This is somebody that has really twisted the state of Minnesota into horrible practices, and he is going to be judged one day.
Which is really heartbreaking, because we know that God is in control and he's in charge of the universe, which is comforting, because we know that things are going to end up all right in the end, because Amen. God is good and his plan is good. But that also means that those who don't know Christ are in for a rough time, to understate it. And I also think, and I know I keep saying it's a good reminder, but what's going on is the hearts of those who don't know Christ are blinded by the God of this world, and the God of this world being the devil. He has blinded the hearts of those who don't know Christ to the point where they can't see the difference in good and evil. Especially as our culture gets more dark and gets more twisted, that difference is going to become more and more and more clear. We as Christians have such an opportunity to share the gospel, talk about Christ and who he is and what he's done for us, because it's so needed. And that is the only thing that is going to change hearts and going to change our nation. We are like sheep without a shepherd, and we really do have compassion on those who don't know Christ.
Amen. Well said, Kenna. We're going to move on to our next topic, which are several bills that have been introduced and even passed in the Illinois State Legislature that has to do with this coming school year. So if you guys are going to be in a public school setting this year, just tune in, listen up, because these are some pretty alarming statistics. Kenna, do you want to take us into the first one, SB 2872?
SB 2872 was signed into law on August 2nd. Some of the stuff we're going to be quoting from a wonderful lady who works for IFI. She wrote this amazing article on it that should show up on, I think, IFA's website. So SB 2872 requires public schools to teach children, quote, relaxation activities to enhance the mental and physical health of students, end quote, at least once a week. So what it really works out to is teaching children Hinduism and Buddhism and Jainism in the classrooms. And I know, Jenna, you wrote a reel for our social media on this that was really good. So take it away.
So apparently this has actually been going on for a while, and this bill is only going to just like solidify it. So apparently beforehand, the practice in motion in public schools was you have to do this weekly. Well, now they've like set a time being like, you have to do this at least 20 minutes a week. You have to do this. So that's the difference between what was previously practiced and now what is being practiced. And I'm prefacing that because there is a story of a young girl named Kea Hutchins who, back in 2019, experiencing this in her classroom. So Malkin Baker published an article by Tim Seselka in April of 2024, and he wrote her story where she wrote that a Chicago public school teacher told me and my class, and this is a quote from her, told me and my entire class to sign a consent form to participate in what is called quiet time. My entire class and I signed the consent because we felt pressure. Our teacher told us that we would get in trouble and be sent to the dean if we did not consent. The teacher also told us that not signing the consent would affect our academics. We also received the same kind of pressure to participate in the quiet time program on a regular basis. And keep in mind, Hutchins, at this time, she was 16 years old. So she was terrified that, oh my goodness, this is going to wreck my entire academic year. I'm going to be having bad grades if I'm not participating in this. She signed the non-disclosure agreement because Kea tells the story through this article about being escorted into an uncomfortably private one-on-one Hindu puja worship ceremony in a darkened room with chanting and a variety of religious paraphernalia all around her. And during instruction about meditation, the adult woman who was alone with her whispered something in her ear and told Kea not to disclose the mantra to anyone. However, Hutchins revealed later that she and her classmates discussed their mantras with each other and later found out that these are the names of Hindu gods. And so these kids had no idea what was happening. They were just told they need to participate in this so they can get better grades. They didn't know that they were participating in a religious worship ceremony. And Kea Hutchins was a practicing Muslim at the time. The violation she felt that she was betraying her own religion, her own belief system, her own conscience without realizing it because of these laws was something that she still has to work through today. Malkin Baker actually helped her and petitioned the court on her behalf and for other students who were in a similar situation and asked them to hold the Board of Education of the City of Chicago at accountable. Judge granted class action for all students who participated in the Quiet Time program in the Chicago Public Schools during the academic calendar for 2015 through spring of 2019. Thank the Lord she got justice. But this is still happening now. Mm-hmm. And they're still not being told. These kids are still not being told that they're participating in a worship ceremony.
Well, and being told not to tell anyone, too. And signing non-disclosure.
You're literally signing an NDA. Yeah.
That is.
You can't even tell your parent.
My dad loves to say that secrets are one of Satan's ways of driving wedges in between and creating division and disunity. Also making it easier for darkness to creep in.
Because if I was in a similar situation, one of the first things that I would want to do is to make sure that I'm not doing something that violates my conscience. You should know what you're getting yourself into. Because as Christians, we know that meditation opens you up to the spirit world. And that's what it's supposed to do. You're supposed to be ascending levels of spirituality. That it goes completely against what we are taught as Christians. The fact that public schools are now teaching this without students' actual voluntary consent, they're being pressured to go into this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's also concerning because we know that false gods are demons. And so public schools are sanctioning demon worship. And that to me is...
Which is so crazy right? To me because you're not allowed to pray in public schools. The Bible's not allowed in public schools. And yet you're going to not even tell us that we're participating in a worship ceremony for a demon god.
Right. And I feel like that is a sign of such what is wrong with our country right now that's just a perfect picture of what's going on.
Yeah, and the U.S. Constitution does declare in our First Amendment that, you know, Congress should make no law respecting an establishment of religion. And yet here we are in Illinois making laws that students have to participate at least 20 minutes per week. Who wants to experience this? And this is considered relaxing. This is considered quiet time.
Yeah.
That is terrifying.
Also so disturbing that a lot of these laws are targeting children. If you control what the children think, you can control what your nation ends up thinking.
Another bill that was introduced and was signed into law on August 9th was HB 4895, which, according to the Director of Operations of Illinois Family Institute, she researched this bill, and you can find it on the Illinois government website. Beginning in the school year of 2026, teachers must give instructions on climate change, which shall include, but not be limited to, identifying environmental and ecological impacts and evaluating solutions to mitigate the impact. You're going to be learning all about renewable energy, eating considerably less meat, using electric vehicles, reducing reliance on the power grid, address inequalities. According to the UN, LGBTQ plus people are hit harder by climate change.
I feel like one of the things climate change really allows is it allows a tamer sounding vehicle for a lot of this really extreme indoctrination, such as abortion, because, you know, overpopulation, which isn't even really a thing. We have far fewer people than we actually need to sustain pretty much every nation on this planet. It does not make sense that...
Yeah, so if I have a neighbor who identifies as queer, a rainstorm comes through, does that mean he's going to get more water in his basement than I do?
No, unless he hasn't fixed up his house. I mean, does it have to, I'm not going there. Are they not putting the work in to make their houses withhold this? Or is it, they're probably claiming that people, they're being oppressed. So systemically, they can't get houses to withstand storms or things like that. Which is, to me, that sounds that like a lot of so mental gymnastics. But that's the way that it's claimed, too, because I think a while ago I saw an article published on how climate change is more likely to affect Black people or something like that. And so I think it really is that's the claim that, oh, they're oppressed, so they can't get the right houses or the right material, which in many cases isn't necessarily true.
Yeah. The final bill that we wanted to cover, HB 5239. And Kenna, do you want to give us a little introduction about that?
HB 5239 was signed into law on August 7th. It restricts anyone from obtaining information about lawful healthcare activity and more through a FOIA request. So this law, well, it sounds good. Who doesn't like more privacy? What it's actually doing is it's making it so that parents can't obtain information about their minor children, such as a minor daughter's abortion or a child's STD treatment or books accessed at the library. It prohibits the state from any involvement in imposing civil or criminal penalties on a person that crossed state lines with another person, so including a minor seeking an abortion, which makes it so much easier for traffickers.
Yeah. Yep.
Don't think for a minute that comprehensive sex ed class instruction won't make students aware of this law, end quote. So the author makes a great point that apparently lawmakers are not at all concerned that public schools are failing miserably in teaching students basic reading, writing, math skills. I mean, if you look at scores, and I know you can Google them online of where students are testing, it is abominable. Children are graduating without a genuine understanding of arithmetic,
the subjects,
or reading or English. And don't get me started on history, because schools aren't even teaching history very well.
And keep in mind, these are all bills that have been already put into law. These are already going to be going into public schools, if not this school year, next school year. So you have to be aware that these things are happening and that this is what your public school is going to be pushing. You have to be aware. This is what's going on.
So it's important to know what's going on and what your teachers are going to be teaching you, because we want to be wise as serpents and innocent as doves, as the Bible says.
I was having a conversation with a very good family friend, and he's very, very wise, has steeped himself in scripture for years and years and years. And he was telling me about his time in the medical practice. He was told by a doctor, don't think that you are smart enough to not fall under the brainwashing. And I think that is something that's very pertinent and relevant in our generation, because in our school systems,
change the way your brain thinks.
Exactly. In our school systems, there is so much garbage that's coming at you from all ends of the spectrum, and you have to be aware of it. You're not going to be smart enough to undo the brainwashing. If there's any hope whatsoever, see if you can find a way out of the public school system, if that you can homeschool. There are so many like different co-ops and opportunities that you can find. If not, ask if you can be put into private school. I know not many people can afford it, but this is your mind and how you're going to be set up for the rest of your life.
Right. And 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. And Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And what we get to be sober-minded and to be able to test and to be able to discern is scripture.
Preach it. Preach it. Word. Preach it.
So if you aren't able to get out of the public schools and learn from a curriculum that presents things from a biblical worldview, you need to be in your Bible morning and evening, spending time soaking in the word of God, being able to test and discern what you're hearing against scripture, and just viewing everything from, okay, what does the Bible say about this? Because that is the best way to maintain your biblical worldview and to be able to be a light and gain wisdom. If you want to seek wisdom, you need to seek the Lord. Proverbs talks about that so much. Go read your Bibles.
And on that note, I think we're about just ready to wrap it up. And I know this is a rather shorter episode than what you're used to from Self-Evident, but I have a podcast recommendation, or rather an episode recommendation. Allie Beth Stuckey, who, by the way, is coming on September 6th to the Chicagoland area. So if you're interested in that, please, please, please go to the Illinois Family Institute website. There's going to be a pop-up that you can get tickets. There are still tickets available to see Allie Beth Stuckey in person.
We'll put a link in our description.
Yes, we will. And so she recently interviewed Seth Gruber, who is the founder of the White Rose Resistance. Fantastic organization, is all about encouraging churches to stand up to the horrors and the crimes of abortion in America. And if the church steps up, that is when the abortion will end in our country. And so Seth Gruber goes through deep, deep history of what happened, how this came about in America, the history of Margaret Sanger and then her her mentors and the mentors of those mentors. And it goes back, and it's so fascinating to listen to his train of thought and how all of this lines up to be a reverse salvation theory for atheists. And I learned so much from this. It's like an hour and a half, but so worth your time. Seth is such a devout Christian, and Allie asks so many pertinent questions that is so necessary to know as a Christian about the truth about abortion.
Do you know what episode number it is? I know I'm going to be listening to it.
Episode 1051. It's called The Hidden History of Margaret Sanger, the Nazis, and the White Rose Resistance with special guest Seth Gruber. So go take a listen.
I know I'm going to be listening to that one.
Good. And you have to let me know how it is, because it is such a fascinating listen.
It sounds fascinating.
All that being said, thank you, Kenna, for carving out time in the middle of your busy schedule to talk about these cultural affairs. And I hope that you are properly informed, dear listener, and that you would take heart. Christ has overcome the world. Through him, we can conquer all things. Until we meet again, let us firmly rely on the protection of divine providence. This is Self-Evident.